Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
It's so nice, I had to name it twice. I call it reggae, reggae sauce. Art reggae, reggae sauce.
Yes, that was just the unmistakable like Levi Roots there, singing his way to business success on Dragon's Den way back in 2007. I'm delighted to be joined by the reggae man himself, Mr. Levi Roots.
Bobby!
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm brilliant. I'm fantastic. Now, I'm an island man. Come on.
Before we start, I have to say one thing. I don't know if you noticed, but I was on the Irish version of the Dragon's Den for
the first
4 years.
I didn't get to slay you. I slayed the others, but yeah.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. I was asked to go back to go on Dragon's Den back in 2006, I think it was, and I said no, because I'd said, you know, what would I want to be doing in there with all those guys doing all that sort of stuff? And then I saw your piece in 2007, and I said, you know what? I'd like to meet these sort of cool guys. That guy is just too cool for school. He's there with his music. He's there with all his colour. And I just said, this is what may, and you know, it is, it's so true. It's guys like you and the people like you that light up Dragon's Den. So thank you for that.
No, now, thank you very much, Bobby.
Let me bring you back a few years. I want to bring you back to the 60s in Jamaica.
Let's do it.
You were brought up by your grandmother.
I was.
Tell me about Clarendon, Jamaica.
Beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful. Fish jumping. Every tree has fruits on it. You know, everything is evergreen. Beautiful sunshine. Lush green fields with sugar cane. It's 10 miles, about 5, 6, 7 miles outside of the capital, Kingston. And I grew up there with my grandma being the youngest that she was in charge of. So, beautiful life. And all I can remember is just having some great time as a 10-year-old boy.
And was it the way it worked, Levi, was that you had brothers and sisters and that you were all brought up by your grandparents and then moved to the UK succession, was it?
Or? Yeah, it was. It's actually, in those days, it's what was happening in the Caribbean. You know, the British government had sent a message to the Caribbean people saying that there was gold dust on the ground to be picked up in the UK. And of course, everybody thought that we'll have some of that, you know, to go there and work hard and send for our family. And my parents was just one of the, you know, ones that came expecting to pick up a bit of gold dust on the floor. But when they got to the UK, they realized that it was actually dog mess.
In Brixton or somewhere, wasn't
it? Yeah. And they did it well, and the plan was to send for the kids one at the time. So all families, you know, the grandma looked after the kids while the parents went away to sort of look a better life for the kids.
So that culture changed then from the sort of the tranquility and beauty of Clarendon, Jamaica.
Big
to
shock.
South London.
Just to South London in the winter, molted trees, no leaves on the trees, look a bit like the petrified forest. And as a 10-year-old boy coming from a beautiful place like that, you can imagine how I felt when I landed at Heathrow. It wasn't a good sight.
Now, early days were difficult. You spent a little bit of time in prison.
Yes.
You just got in with a bad crowd.
Absolutely.
What went wrong?
Well, I couldn't focus. I came here at the age of 12 and I couldn't even spell my first name. And as you know, it only had 5 letters. My real first name. So it was a real struggle in trying to catch up with everybody else. And so I struggled curriculum-wise, that I was trying to be too cool, trying to mask the embarrassment that I couldn't spell my name and I had no education at the age of 12, and everybody else had been to primary school and kindergarten and everything like that. So it was just me just trying to be a cool kid. And of course I suffered and got in trouble a lot because I was a follower. You know, I wasn't a leader in trying to determine how my life turned out. I would just follow where everybody else was going because I just wanted to be cool, and for them not to notice that, you know, I struggled with my writings and my spellings and stuff.
Okay, so you went to prison, but you got yourself sorted out. Was it food and, you know, was it food that got you out of trouble effectively?
I say now that when I look back at my life, and including the stuff and Majesty's Pleasure and all that, I wouldn't change it, you know, Bobby. I wouldn't, because that is my journey. And I actually turned my life around when I was in the deepest of, you know, the as we call it, the belly of the monster. You know, it's being in prison and being locked away from my family and everything. That's where I found the real Levi Roots and found time to change, while everybody else around me was, you know, looking for new prison friends to be probably even be worse. I was reading books and trying to educate myself. And okay. by the time I came out, I gained everything that I lost when I was in school, when I was mucking around and messing around with my friends. I had time to change my life. And coming out, this is where the new Levi roots that okay. I am now came from.
Now, Notting Hill Carnival... You set up your stall there.
Yeah.
It was music, it was food.
It was.
And it was the color of yes, Caribbean. So that's that is you.
Yes, it was right. the restaurant because I gave it that name, you know.
The
right? I was
yeah.
searching for a name to give my stall at the carnival just to try have an edge on all the other thousands of stall that goes to the Notting Hill Carnival. And I came up with the term the restaurant. And, and that was the coolest thing ever for people to go in past. And that's how we started.
Now, you were spotted by a researcher from Dragon's Den. I think it was in 2006.
Yeah.
You went on the show. Lots of people will have seen it. It was just magical. And again, you know, just to say it, and again, I know it's the ability to stand out, to come in with something upbeat, something different, and, you know, something memorable. And man, did you do that.
Absolutely. You know, I'd never seen the show. I'd never heard of Dragon's Den. I was spotted by a researcher while I was there. And she came over. She says, Levi, we love the song that you're singing and we think you'd be great for the show Dragon's Den. But I thought the show was like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And I was saying to the lady, excuse me, I'm not interested in whatever this Dragon's Den is because I don't see myself eating kangaroo testicles and telly. But I did take her business card and gave her a ring back in a couple of days after, and the rest is history, as they say.
You got an investment of 50 grand, which is a lot of money at the time. It's 10
Absolutely.
Years ago now. Peter Jones and Richard Farley were the investors. How long did they stay with the business?
Well, I think Richard invested in Reggae Reggae Sauce, which was different. Peter Jones invested in Levi Roots.
Oh, okay.
So 18 months after the sauce was outselling Heinz Tomato Ketchup, and it was massive, perhaps one of the biggest selling sauce in the country, Richard thought that this was the moment that he wanted out of that. After paying 25,000, you know, for his 20%, and I had to pay him 250,000 back.
Okay,
for,
was that hard? Was that a hard check to write?
It wasn't hard because I had made a lot more money than that.
Yeah.
But I think the greatest thing for me was to get in the shares back, you know, back for me so I can sort of share that back between Peter and myself. And now it's 10 years and Peter and I, you know.
Peter's still involved.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think you always need a mentor, somebody that knows more than you. So even though I could buy out Peter or I could make that suggestion to him, but you know, this man, he's done everything for me. I would never want him out. You know, I think he's probably one of the greatest human beings I've met.
Now, what you've done since those Dragon's Den days is you really have, you've built a super brand, and you are the brand, Levi. You know, it's you, from the colours on the bottle to the, you know, to the sense of the music. You had your own food show, Cooking of Caribbean Food. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was for me, was just saying, now this is not just about me and my brand. I spotted the opportunity that this should be about Caribbean food. If I say this is about Levi Roots, then I think I'll be limited a little bit. I want it to be about the whole sphere of what the Caribbean is about. And I was lucky enough that the BBC, you know, gave me the, you know, to do the show. And now for me, it's bigging up Caribbean food and being the main player within that sector. For me, that's good enough. But so it's not just about Levi Roots. It's about my love for Caribbean food as a whole.
No, and the other thing I have to say, I'm full of admiration for you. You've written 6 books. You've also written a business book.
Yeah.
So you've recorded, what, 2 albums?
I've recorded 2 albums, and my new one is out next week.
Right.
You know, which is absolutely fantastic. It's Levi Roots Presents Reggae Reggae Hits. And it's all my favorite hits from Bob Marley and, you know, Shaggy and all the sort of stuff that we know.
Yeah, because I was interested when I saw the songs that you picked on Desert Island Discs.
Yes.
It was Bob Marley.
I love music, but you know, I had to sing that Reggae Reggae Sauce song for 10 years. So I was quite sick and tired of it, Bobby, of singing it. So
yeah.
That's why I love to go around now and record new songs.
So you picked Jammin', you picked Dionne Warwick's Walk
yes,
On By,
yeah.
Bob Marley's War. Wow,
absolutely.
Great songs.
Absolutely. Now, these were the songs that inspired me. And I suppose that's why I gave it the name Reggae Reggae Sauce, because music is my greatest inspiration. If I had left the guitar behind and went on Dragon's Den without the guitar, because nobody had ever sang on it before, I was the first one to kind of come out of that, you know, that mold and do something different. If I never had the music to it, I think I'd become a cropper. I probably would become one of the losers, you know, one of those ones that you know, did great, but everybody loves him, but he didn't win.
Yeah.
I think so.
I like the way people say they win on Dragon's Den, as if it's like a kind of a game show, a lottery or something like that. Win with my money, yeah.
Well, I won because I remember, you know, I didn't know who the dragons were, and I was trying to pick out one or two, and then my eyes latched onto Duncan Bannatyne, and then I thought instantly, no.
Yeah, you and him would have been oil and water.
Yeah, it would have been somewhat water. I was glad it was Peter that came in.
Yeah, because it is that chemistry. Life's about people, Levi, isn't it? You know, it's like whatever about the money, park that to one side.
Yeah.
If you can't get on with somebody or they don't share your dream, you know.
I think that is a fair point because Peter doesn't know anything about my background. You know, I'm a Rasta man from Brixton that has a great backstory about the sauce. He's an ex-tennis player and a multimillionaire to do with telecom and all that. But we sort of joined in the middle, and it's now we've become really great friends. He's my biggest inspiration, and of course, hopefully, you know, with what we've done with the food, he's learned a little bit about my culture and my lifestyle
cool.
as well.
Now, you now have a restaurant,
Levi Roots,
Levi Roots Caribbean Smokehouse, opened its doors to the public, Westfield, Stratford City.
Yeah, wow.
How's that going?
It's going brilliant. You know, again, I can't thank the public enough for sticking with me for 10 years. You know, first people thought that they would have just brought it because of the show and then forget about it. Now we're into eateries and open for me to do a whole chain of restaurants across the country. Even there, I say come here to Ireland with one. It's about Caribbean food and expressing that. And Caribbean food has gone on in leaps and bounds since the 10 years that, you know, I managed to sing that. It's so nice, I had to name it twice. I call it reggae sauce. So nice with your fried chicken. Make burgers finger licking. On your barbecue and your drumsticks, put some reggae sauce on your dish.
Whoa, yeah, well done, man. I tell you what, you've got one of these personalities that you walk into a room and you brighten up somebody's day. So thanks for coming into
us. No problem. I've got a present for you, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, what did you bring me?
I brought my new book. I've got a goodie bag here with loads of stuff for you.
And you will tell our listeners that I bought your original book.
Which is really fantastic to see that you've brought that. So you've brought one of my original ones. I've brought you the new one. Grill it with Levi. I've got the sauce for you.
Of course,
I've got to have that for you.
Fantastic.
And I brought something for the missus as well.
Oh, Mary. St. Mary, they call her because she's married to me, Levi.
Everything is in there. And the bag, the Levi Roots bag as well.
Thank you so much.
It's all yours.
Levi Roots, ladies and gentlemen. What a superstar.
Respect, Mr.
What a superstar.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.